Prime Minister Boris, bourgeoisie cocaine users fueling killing of children on streets of Britain. By Oliver J.J. Lane on October 2, 2019. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has laid into the evil drugs gangs that have brought a sudden and significant rise in crime to the UK. While squarely blaming the recreational drug habits of middle-class cocaine users for the illegal business flourishing. Speaking at a generally well-received conference speech, his first as leader of the Conservative Party and Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson engaged with the topic of rising crime in the United Kingdom. While taking shots at London's Mayor Khan, who replaced Mr. Johnson in the office and has presided over a period of extraordinary rises in all sorts of violent crime, the Prime Minister also hailed his government's flagship policy of hiring 20,000 new police officers to patrol the streets. Approaching a populist level of rhetoric, the Prime Minister blamed not just the predominantly young men convicted of drugs and violent crime, but also their wealthy, middle-class customers who fueled the drugs trade in the first place. Johnson said, "That is why we are committed to rolling up the evil County Lines drugs gangs." The evil County Lines drugs gangs, which predate on young kids and send them to die in the streets to feed the cocaine habits of the bourgeoisie. Calling for police to bring back stop and search, a power severely curtailed by his predecessor Theresa May because it had been attacked as racist by community activists, Mr. Johnson sought to circumvent the potential sensitivities over the issue by saying such searches should be done lovingly. He told the conference delegates, "We will succeed, we will be tough on crime. We will make sure police have the legal powers and the political backing to use stop and search, which may be controversial. It has to be done politely and in accordance with the law. But believe me, when a young man, and I'm afraid it is almost invariably a young man, is equipped with a bladed weapon, there is nothing kinder, more loving, or more life-saving you can do than to ask him to turn out his pockets and produce that weapon." Breitbart London reported in April on the rising levels of violent crime in the United Kingdom. New statistics covering England and Wales showed a 19% rise in 1 year, with knife crime being at the highest level since the government began collecting records. These figures followed others in January that showed homicides in England and Wales had risen 14% in the previous year, with knives or sharp objects involved in 40% of killings.